Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got James and Melissa here with you. And we're joined right now by our good friends, the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about for yourself?
Doing good here. Doing good here. Clear skies. It's actually looking kind of nice out there, relatively speaking.
I mean, a little cloudy, but.
What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, going to be kind of seeing that mix of clouds and some sun out there today. And temperatures still on a warm-up here for us through midweek leading up to Thanksgiving. Highs to about 40 today as we stay with a southwest wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, upper teens to about 20 tonight. And then a 46-degree high Wednesday, partly sunny, light south wind. 26 Wednesday night, so still looking good for travel right up into Thanksgiving here. Some clouds on Thanksgiving, mid-40s. Maybe a couple sprinkles, but other than that, down to 27 on Thanksgiving night. Friday, partly sunny, back to 40, and more mid-40s Saturday, and a high still near 40 into Sunday. So much quieter period continues here this week, as opposed to some of that action we saw last week with some of the snow and the bitter cold for us early in the year, but certainly a nice relief from that here this week now.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a much nicer forecast. Yeah, I think we'll keep you, Paul.
Yep, we're going to keep you, Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to
have some job security this week.
Nice.
We appreciate you, Paul. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Yep, sounds good. You guys too.
Bye.
Bye. Best of the business right there. Our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We got some fun things lined up this hour, everybody. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. For right now, what do we got here? Thanksgiving is more expensive this year than, you know, thanks to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to cut one food that you normally serve, which one would it be? Someone polled 1,000 Americans, and the top answer was additional desserts that aren't pie. That aren't pie.
Right.
So, if we, you know, I don't know if we were going to get the evil eye from Seth later on today or something. Now we won't.
You had to clarify.
Yes. So, pie is essential, but other desserts. The top 10 foods we'd be willing to cut are extra desserts, Brussels sprouts, squash, cream spinach. I've never heard of that before, but cooked carrots, yams, cauliflower, mac and cheese, cornbread, and broccoli.
So, a lot of veggies, desserts.
Yeah, right. How big of us to give those up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just right away, I have to call out mac and cheese and cornbread. I will walk out of the room.
If those aren't on the menu?
Yes. I want nothing to do with
that. Well, I know
those.
You'll get rid of the mashed potatoes.
What is cream spinach? I don't care if I sound foolish. I've not heard of this before.
I'm pretty sure it's spinach with cream in it.
Okay. Like cheese?
Like half and half.
All right. I'm a little distracted by mac and cheese even being on this list. What are they doing?
I've never heard of serving mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Actually, I haven't either. But I do know a lot. It's really big down
south.
In the East Coast. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Very popular there.
I love mac and cheese, so I wouldn't turn it down. But cornbread is a staple.
It's never been served at Thanksgiving
either. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we have cornbread. Biscuits.
Biscuit, yeah. Or
dinner rolls.
I will say the Hawaiian rolls. Those Hawaiian rolls. Like, again, if I don't see those, I might walk out.
My mom got the ones in, like, a paper tray.
Mm.
Not the Hawaiian rolls. Similar.
No, those are good
similarly
too. Yeah,
packaged, but they're like the dinner rolls that are all squashed together, so they're little squares.
I can't even, for the life of me, imagine how many of those little things I've eaten in my life. Especially when we would, as kids, go to, like, relatives' houses, and they would make food that my picky self wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
So I fill up on rolls.
Well, but you gotta put, like, a whole pat of butter on them.
You do. Oh, well, some people do. Yeah, actually, I like them with or without. I'm not a huge butter guy. I like butter, but I only like it sparingly, so.
Okay.
The poll also looked at foods we'd never cut, and the number one main dish, 36% said turkey would be the last food they'd ditch.
Well, I mean, traditionally, that is kind of I can't think of the right word. But
it's the traditional main course.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it is. when it comes to Thanksgiving, we all say, what is Thanksgiving about? Being thankful and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the back of our head, subconsciously, our first thought is turkey.
Right.
We as little kids, what do we do? What is our first things we do with Thanksgiving? We put our hand down and we make ourselves a turkey with our hand.
I thought you were going to say we put the black olives on our fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my little brother. My little brother did that all the time. He'd be running around the house like that.
Until your fingers were too big and you'd break the olives. Or they got this jar with the small ones.
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well.
But we associate turkey with Thanksgiving so much in our culture and society, all these things. So I think it's understandable if that pops in your head right away. And it does seem very make a lot of sense that that would be the one that wouldn't go.
Right.
The top 10 foods we never cut. Again, turkey, gravy.
Absolutely. Got to have gravy.
I get that. But is gravy considered a food? I mean, isn't that more of a compliment? A compliment.
I mean, it is a compliment.
It is, though, a compliment. It is, though.
It's a compliment to the turkey.
Yes.
It's necessary. You got to have gravy for the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing.
Well, top four on the list, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing.
See?
So, yep, you're right. Yep. Sweet potatoes also on this list. Bread rolls, salad, soup, biscuits, and green beans or green bean casserole.
What? Soup?
Yeah. I that threw me.
Soup.
Yeah.
Who serves soup at Thanksgiving?
The Daily Capital is where this article comes from, and they're saying that salad stood out weirdly to them.
Yeah.
For me, it's the soup.
Kind of both. I mean, because we never have either one.
See, now, I've heard this a lot, and I don't know if this is just in Italian households or what, but my Nana, our whole life, it didn't matter what she was making, always a little salad. Always a little salad beforehand. It was never like, it wasn't like a huge bunch of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. You usually could make your own. Like she'd put it in all the lettuce and all that in a bowl and you grab your own. Because everybody liked a different flavor.
Topping.
I like Italian dressing. My mom likes Thousand Island.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
But we might be serving salad at Thanksgiving this week because I bought lettuce and we had tacos. Well, fajitas. Fajitas, tacos. Mm-hmm. You don't end up using a whole lot of lettuce when you do that. So we have a lot left over. We might just have to eat that on Thursday.
Yeah. might be. Let's see here. And the soup one throws me off too.
Absolutely.
I've never heard of like that.
Is that like the appetizer before the big meal? We'll give you a soup and salad. Just calm your horses. The turkey's still cooking. It's going to be an hour yet.
Soup is such a main course meal thing to me. So it feels almost like having two main courses. Like it's very filling to me, too. I don't know why.
It depends on what kind of soup.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, after the fact, then absolutely. Mm-hmm. Turkey soup leftovers, for sure. But for the main meal?
I'll say, this is another weird thing about me that I'm noticing more and more, because I'm realizing more and more my relationship with food is very weird, and I don't know why, and I don't know how it got that way.
I'm glad you're realizing that, though, James. This is the first step toward recovery.
It really is. And I'm very late to this party, but I'm finally here, and I'm realizing there's certain things. And I don't know if or when the last time I had soup in, like, the summer or spring was. Like, I just essentially associate soup with colder weather.
Well.
And only eating it in cold weather.
I think that's pretty normal.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
No.
I'm really walking out on a ledge here with this one. I really, this is live radio. I can't edit this.
When the temperatures start to fall, I think more of us think of making soup. Occasionally during the summer, you might make it if you've got an excess of stuff or the right ingredients for it, or you get hungry for something. But no, this time of year is soup season.
Yeah. But
now till about March.
I've never really thought much about this stuff, though. It's not as if, I look in my cupboard and I see a can of chicken noodle soup, what month is it? No, it's July. I can't eat that yet. I've never thought about it before, but just kind of do that, though.
I think it's a natural inclination,
Interesting.
Having to do with temperature.
Something, yeah.
Soup warms us up.
Soup is great for that. So, the moms get a lot of things right. One of the biggest ones, chicken noodle soup, good for the soul. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Indeed. But not so for Thanksgiving meal.
No, not as much. I will say, maybe the biggest, reach I can make with that is I grew up having Campbell's, like most kids, mm-hmm. and everything, and I love Campbell's soup. I think it's great. But like 6 years ago, I don't know where it was. It had to be longer than that. I had a homemade chicken noodle soup for the first time. And it's hard to go back to like Campbell's after that. It's nothing wrong with Campbell's.
No, it's almost like you have it for a nostalgia meal. But if you want good chicken noodle soup, you're going to eat homemade.
It is. There's only a couple things like this for me. But maple syrup is another one.
Mm.
Like most anything you could buy in the store is good. They're fine. There's nothing wrong with any of them or anything. And it'll do in a pinch, of course. But if you have a choice, like that homemade or that stuff that, you know, you see the sign on the side of the road when you're going up north or something, you see somebody selling, like, yes, a million times. Like, there's no comparison.
No comparison.
And that homemade chicken noodle soup, very similar. Very, very. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Going to be doing that. And keep in mind, everybody, a little bit afterwards, we'll get into some other fun stuff. Got some health news. We can talk about good cholesterol. Got an interesting story about this Danish artist and trolls.
Trolls.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little later as well.
All right.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by Pastor Bill from the Evangelical Free Church and Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. We're going to talk about, they have joined forces, and we're going to talk about some of the things that they're doing over there, and that'll be how we kick off our 9 o'clock hour.
Wonderful.
All that coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is some celebrating, everybody. We encourage you to do some celebrating and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Melissa, I'm going to need you to do a little work this morning.
All right.
Give me a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 3.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier, so we can dive right into the fun. And we want to wish first up a very happy birthday to Scarletta Persky.
Hello. Happy birthday, Scarletta.
Hope you have a great day. It's a beautiful name. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Also wishing happy birthday to Tracy Reimer.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Enjoy your day, Tracy. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, celebrating a birthday, Judith Hine.
Happy birthday, Judith.
Judith, we hope you have a fantastic day. I have to say, I've always been a fan of all three of these names. They're all great names today. Like, well done, moms and dads. Happy birthday, everybody. And happy birthday, Judith. You're a qualifier for today.
Congratulations.
We encourage everybody to get us more of these. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries. We want more from everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. You can like our Facebook page. Get them to us that way as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, and then send us all your, you know, messages, birthdays, anniversaries, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
Morse code, smoke signals, if you got to do those. You could yell your birthday at the radio. I don't think it's going to work, though.
Not so much.
One of these days, Mel, it's going to work.
We'll hear them.
We'll get that technology to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we'll just go ahead and take a look at some celebrity birthdays and a kind of a couple of interesting groupings to start things off. First, from the superhero world, from the MCU, the wonderful, the incredibly talented Scarlett Johansson is 38 today.
Wow.
I think she is one of the top 20 actors in the world.
Yes, she's amazing.
She's a very, very talented woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredibly. Like, she's her real break was Lost in Translation with Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I saw her, most of us saw her. And she knocked me out. She blew me away. I watched it for Bill Murray, came out of it loving her performance.
Mm-hmm.
While I think it might be her best performance, it's kind of weird to watch now because she's evolved and grown so much as an actor since then.
Mm-hmm.
It still holds up. It's still an incredible performance. She's just so darn good.
Yeah. I was trying to look through all the movies that she's been in. There's a ton.
Yeah.
And so many that I haven't seen. Like, I haven't seen a lot of her recent work.
One of the things I really enjoy about her and like about her is her work ethic. She got this break and has not stopped working since.
No.
Like, she will not. She's one of those actors. And it, I mean, I can relate to that. That is exactly. I've often felt that it'd be the one of the worst things to happen to the entertainment industry, me getting my big break, because you will never get rid of me. Never. These actors that fall away, go out away for a little while and come back. Not me. No, you ain't getting rid of me. Get used to my face, because I ain't going anywhere. Mark Ruffalo, 55, the Hulk. I should mention Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow in the MCU. Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk in the MCU, so there's the tie in there. And they actually have quite a few scenes together, their characters, and work really well together. And Mark Ruffalo, I've never heard anybody say anything bad about his performances, his acting. He's a very strong actor.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And he's aged gracefully.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. That must be nice. and then a couple of other pairings here. Stranger Things we go to next. First, Darcy Montgomery is 28. He was Max's stepbrother, Billy, on Stranger Things. And Jamie Campbell Bauer is 34. He was Vecna on the most recent season of Stranger Things.
Okay.
One of the more bigger breakout stars from that show, the most recent season.
I didn't see the most recent season yet.
The kid that played, I can't think of his name right now, but the other one, the real big star to come out of that one, I can't think of his darn name, but you're going to be seeing him all over the place. Let's see, some other birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate. Alula Carvajala is 22. She is Moana.
Oh.
Young lady that did the voice of Moana.
Nice.
Let's see here. Catherine McNamara is 27. Mia Queen on Arrow and Shadowhunters. She was in The Mortal Instruments as well. And she is Abby Walker on Walker Independence. Candice Glover is 33. She was a season 12 American Idol winner.
Okay.
Karen O is 44, fantastic singer, songwriter from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. She also composed nearly all the songs for the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
I actually, we're just talking about this guy yesterday. I mentioned that I think he's one of the greater leading men out there that nobody knows who he is, essentially. You know his face, but you probably don't know his name. Mads Mikkelsen is 57 today. He was Hannibal on the TV show Hannibal.
Okay.
He was in Rogue One. He was in the bad guy in the Doctor Strange movie. One of the Doctor Strange movies. The first Doctor Strange movie, I believe. And countless other performances and things.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Beasts and...
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's the new bad guy in that, too.
Casino Royale.
Yep. I mean, if you need a villain, he's great for it.
Yeah.
But he's so good at so many other things, too. In Rogue One, he's not a villain, and he's very likable and good in that.
And it looks like he's going to be in Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah. I think he's the bad guy in that one, too.
Okay.
Yeah. If you need a villain, he's your go-to villain right now, and rightfully so. He's very good.
Yes.
But he's that villain that audiences want nowadays.
It's a likable villain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. He can do that. When you can make Hannibal Lecter charming, like, that's incredibly difficult to do. And we've seen Anthony Hopkins do it.
Right. But it's Anthony Hopkins.
Right. Exactly. This guy, really good. Very, very talented. The very, very talented Jamie Lee Curtis is 64 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Jamie is still working. Still
64.
Working hard.
That's hard to believe.
Meryl.
She's amazing.
She really is. Yeah. She's a fantastic actor. She's done so much good work in her career, but I will always come back to Trading Spaces. As a little kid, watching her in Trading Spaces and her and Dan Aykroyd working together and everything, I really liked her performance in that.
I liked her. True Lies.
Yeah.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
That one was my favorite.
It's a good one. Meryl Hemingway is 61 as well. Let's see here. Stevie Van Zandt, little Stevie, is 72. E Street Band guitarist. And Silvio on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Very solid actor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it happen that often where you go from, you know, music to acting and do it very well. There's a handful of guys, people I can think of that are very good at it. I think Lady Gaga is incredible at it.
Yeah.
Sting is a good actor, I think. You know, there's a handful. David Bowie is another fantastic example. I thought David Bowie was almost equally as good as an actor as he was as a singer, and I think that's saying a lot. But Steve Van Zandt, in a sneaky way, very, very good as an actor. Did good with the role that he was in. I think there's a difference of being a thespian and, you know, being able to, like, David Bowie was a bit of a chameleon, could play whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a guy like Steve Van Zandt, who you put him in the right role that he can play, and he can knock it out of the park. He can do a great job. The one of the greatest tennis players of all time, Billie Jean King, is 79 today. Tennis legend. Of course, the very famous for the Battle of the Sexes and some other things like that that she conquered on the tennis court.
Okay.
I don't know if I've heard of a young modern tennis player not say that she was not an influence. Like, going way back to Monica Seles and some people like that. Growing up, I really liked tennis. And most female tennis players, I don't think a single one of them did I not hear them mention, like, a Chris Evert or a Billie Jean King.
Hmm. Yeah, she looked very hardcore.
Yeah, she was awesome, too. Yeah. She was way ahead of things as far as trying to show balance between the sexes and pushing against... you know, it used to be, if I'm a guy and a sports reporter asks me a question and I don't like it, I can handle it any way I want. We've got billions of stories of baseball managers losing their minds because how dare you ask them a question or something. Mm-hmm. Where women, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. Got to be proper up there. Yeah, I don't care if you're a female bodybuilder. You got to be proper up there. Billie Jean King thought this was ridiculous. Like, hopefully the majority of us do. Like, mm-hmm. Why would you treat them differently? Why would you do that? But no, you have to be proper. Especially at Wimbledon or some of these big tennis matches. Mm-hmm. Billie Jean King was just Billie Jean King. She handled herself with class. It's not like she went up there and kicked her legs on the table or something. But she also was just a human being up there. And obviously, incredible, legendary tennis player. One of my favorite directors of all time, and I think arguably one of the most creative, if not the most creative director, top five creative directors of all time, the wonderful Terry Gilliam. He is 82 today. Now, Terry doesn't have a huge IMDb page. He's only the writer and animator for Monty Python, directed a bunch of the most famous sketches we've ever seen, brilliant director of Time Bandits, The Fisher King, Brazil, 12 Monkeys, Tideland, The Holy Grail, Meaning of Life. You know, just a couple things. Also, now, all those movies, great. I'm obviously a diehard fan of the Monty Python stuff and everything. If you have never seen any of this work, if I'm going to recommend a movie, if I can, The Fisher King.
Okay.
Top five performances for me with Robin Williams. Easily. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. It's one of the few movies I can still go back and watch of his completely and not get bent out of shape. Well, I do a little bit, but not completely. Mm-hmm. It's such an incredible performance. And Terry Gilliam, now there's a scene, I'm not ruining anything here, but there's a scene where Robin is in his birthday suit in Central Park in New York.
Okay.
And they had to clear this out, obviously, for him. And they found that, okay, well, we'll do this at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. It'll be the best way to do this.
Right.
And Terry Gilliam has pushed the envelope as a director quite a few times. But that's mostly with like special effects and these kind of things. There's none of that for this. It's just Robin and nature, you know? And Terry's trying to think of how to sell this to Robin. And as he's going to go to find Robin and everything, he can't. Because Robin is already ready to go and waiting around for everybody else.
I'm here.
And Terry Gilliam comes from the Monty Python world, comes from weird. He is weird. And you hear him talk about this, and he's talking about Robin Williams like he's an alien. Like he's like never, like this gentleman was quite weird, quite different. And Robin talks about Terry Gilliam pulling from him things that no director ever did. And he's very late in his career. He's done Good Morning America, Dead Poets Society, and all that by the time he does Fisher King. Mm-hmm. And it really says something about both of their performances, both of them, and it's just such a vulnerable, beautiful movie. Jeff Bridges, Jeff Bridges also in it. Very good performance from him, too.
Nice.
And then some people no longer with us, like the man who finally is getting some respect, Rodney Dangerfield. Not only the master of the triple Lindy, just one of the most legendary stand-up comedians of all time. Yes. One of the funniest comedians of all time. Just so darn funny. Rodney Dangerfield, also one of the last comedians that could get away with a lot of, like, not PC comedy, you know? He would tell jokes oftentimes, and I would see people of that same nationality laughing at those jokes. I think it's so much about not just delivery, but about intent.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Rodney was a Jewish person, and I heard him tell Jewish jokes. I heard him tell Catholic jokes. I heard him, and I never felt any, like, vengeance or like anything other than I want you to laugh. And I want you to laugh harder than you've ever laughed in your life. And I'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. If I got to stand up here and sweat like a crazy man, I'll do it. If I got to embarrass myself by telling jokes about how my wife wants to trade me for a vacuum, you know, or something like that. I tell you, I get no respect at all. If it means I got to do these silly movies in the 80s and make a fool of myself, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it to make people laugh. There are so, I think one of my other favorite things about Rodney Dangerfield, unfortunately, has happened in his passing, where so many of my favorite comedians I've heard tell stories about Rodney Dangerfield and what they've done, you know, traveling from one gig to the next, driving and stuff with Rodney Dangerfield or something like that. Just hilarious stuff. Just
behind the scenes stuff.
I don't know. I don't know if he gets enough of it, but hopefully he gets some of the respect he longly deserved. So another, I have to say one other thing I really, I look up to about Rodney Dangerfield that I appreciate about him. Rodney really didn't get his break until his late 40s. We have a handful of stories of actors that, you know, have had a good career that happening to more later in life, not so much earlier in the day. Like that's happened more in the last 15 years, 20 years kind of thing. Used to never happen. If you didn't get your big break 25, 30, you weren't going to have it. With stand-up comedians, it was even worse than that. If you didn't have your break by your early 20s, chances are we were never going to hear from you.
Really?
So for him to make it in his 40s is in not only speaks to his talent level and how good he was, but just his perseverance and how much he pushed this and how hard he worked at it to get to where he was. And I, you know, somebody like, obviously, I can relate to that to a degree. I looked up to that very much. Very funny, man.
Very much.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Scarletta Persky.
Happy birthday, Scarletta.
To Tracy Reimer.
Yes.
And our qualifier to Judith Hein.
Happy birthday, Judith, and congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And everybody celebrating. We wish you a great one. Enjoy. Keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We got a streak going. Every day we've been on the air, we've grabbed qualifiers. We need to keep that streak going.
Yeah.
So keep them coming, everybody. Need your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us. And sit back, listen to Melissa's News, then head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's a short work week.
It is indeed.
I just remembered that.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do myself Thursday. I don't know. Actually, I got good plans Thursday. I'm looking forward to actually. But I it's just weird to me. It just really snuck up on me. Anybody else get this one sneak up on them?
You know, it was suddenly last week we're like, oh yeah, no, that. Thanksgiving's next week.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. It seemed like that.
No, you're not the only one.
I time is a flat circle. It really is. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. We're just pretending we know what time it is and what day it is. None of us really do. We've never really gotten past that part. Right? That part hasn't changed.
Pretty much, no.
Other science news. This is an interesting study. If you're over 40, you know there are two kinds of cholesterol, the bad kind you get from red meat and the quote-unquote good kind you get from things like nuts, beans, and avocados. But a new study found it might not be that good for you after all. Most experts thought that if you got a lot of HDL cholesterol, the quote, good kind, it negated some of the effects of LDL cholesterol, the quote, bad kind. The study found that that might not be true. Hmm. It didn't find any heart benefits from having more HDL than average, so it might just be adding to your total cholesterol number. That said, HDL is still probably better than LDL, and having high cholesterol in general is still bad. I don't know a whole lot of what I just said.
Cholesterol bad.
Right, right. You know,
high cholesterol bad.
And that's what I've always understood. But I do understand that there are, quote, good types of cholesterol. I've heard this before. But I don't know necessarily that that's true. I just have heard that.
Now they're saying that it may not be.
Right, yeah. But honestly, that's never, like, I don't know if that's a newer thing, but that's somewhat newer, the whole good cholesterol thing. And I didn't feel good about it then. You know, I did. There's something about that to me. It's as if they, you know, it's not the same thing by any means, but as if they told us, hey, this is this one thing that's good for you. And do you need anything? We're not lying, huh? Interesting. I don't know why that would be, because we should be, and we usually get messages about that one.
If we'll, it's 105.5, we'll check with Chuck on that.
Yeah, we'll
one.
Have to check on that. Thank you so much. Thank you. I wouldn't know what to do with that situation either. If you just knew it radio. There's Ashley. Ashley.
Yes.
Good, we say good morning to Ashley, too.
Good morning,
Ashley. I didn't
even
say morning to her. I'm so sorry. That was rude. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't waiting on me for something. So.
No, I wasn't quite sure how to handle it.
We'll check on that, though.
Yeah, we'll check on that.
Yeah. Thank you, Ash. Appreciate it. Yeah. So we're going to check on that, because I'm guessing that might be 105 or something there. Mm-hmm. We'll have to double check on that one. Sorry about that, everybody. They were working this morning. I always, one of the first things I do is check both our stations. And we're live and direct. We're live. Okay, good. Things are live and rolling. We'll check that on the break here.
Mm-hmm.
As far as this cholesterol conversation, though, like anything else we're going to talk about here, health-wise or food-wise, really, it's always a good idea to check with your doctor or to do your own homework. Every body is different. Every person is different. So I got to imagine that this is going to be different for everybody.
Indeed. And cholesterol levels, it's good to be aware of. It's good to get them checked yearly. And then to have a good balance of everything in your diet.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you do need some fat.
Yeah, I mean,
and the good fats are better for you, obviously, beans and lentils, things of that nature,
good
avocados.
Fats. That's what I couldn't think of. That's what I think I was thinking of, good cholesterol. What I was really thinking of was good fats.
Mm.
That's what I've read more and more. I seem to be reading more and more about those things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it just keeps popping up in things I'm researching or whatever, but that was one that's a little newer to me. I don't think it's necessarily a newer thing, but one I wasn't raised on that. I didn't know that a lot.
Well, there was a period of time there where they were talking about, like, all fats are bad. You need to cut all fat out of your diet. Well, if you do that, you're starving your body of things that it needs to function. Fats are an important factor in your diet.
It's a good point. That's a very important point to make. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here, check on our sister station and then our station, and we'll be back with more Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 8:48, and Melissa has some breaking news for us.
Breaking news. We have an internet outage at the transmitter site for our sister station, 105.5. Chuck got back to us right away, and so they'll be looking into that and hopefully getting that resolved.
We appreciate you, Chuck. Thanks so much for that. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Ashley and our audience letting us know about that.
Yeah.
I do, from what I can tell, you can still get 105.5 on the app.
Yes,
it looks like
on the app or through the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the transmitter at the radio.
And I know we had some people mentioning last week to us that on TuneIn they don't always get us. So I will mention that the Civic Media does have an app that all of our stations, everything under the Civic Media umbrella, you can get all of our stuff streaming 24/7 right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, it's a really, like, I know it sounds bad because I work for Civic, but it's a really good app. It works really good. I'll be completely you're ill people. I hate having a ton of apps on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the second I can delete one, I do it. Like, I don't have a lot more. Whatever I need is on there, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I have that app on there because it works so handy. I check the stations, one of the first things, if not the first thing I do in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do it through the app.
Nice.
I do it in the car when I get in, too.
Right,
but
on the actual radio.
Yeah, but the app, that works great. I've never had one issue with it. We got some fun stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off being joined by the Evangelical Free Church. Pastor Bill Torgensen is going to be with us.
All right.
And then from Mary's Place, Danita Carlson. Excellent. They've got a holiday campaign, that the Heart for the Holidays campaign is going on that we want to talk about them with. And looking forward to talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we'll have good stories that ain't right stories. I want to touch on a couple of we got some weird random facts for you, too, to kick off in the hour, too. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten to do random facts for a while.
Yeah.
Random Fact Tuesday. We haven't gotten to do that in a while.
Nice.
How about this one, Melissa? Gas prices. It looks like the average price of gas will be $3.68 over Thanksgiving. Looking across the street here at our friends over at the gas station over there, and it's $3.41, I see. So a little bit lower than the national average right now here in central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is nearly 30 cents higher than last year and over 20 cents higher than the previous record of $3.44 set in 2012. But that won't stop many people from traveling this weekend. According to Gas Buddy, 38% of Americans are planning to hit the road this Thanksgiving, which is up 20% from last year. So when are the busiest times to travel? According to AAA, pretty much all day tomorrow will be bad, and you'll be better off leaving before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m.
Ooh.
The worst time on Thursday is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and for the rest of the weekend, Friday through Saturday. Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
AAA suggests avoiding the late afternoon and early evening.
Well, those are the worst deer times.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. 23% of people say that they'll spend 1 to 3 hours in the car compared to last year when most indicated that they'd travel less than an hour away. And interesting enough, fewer people are talking about gas prices impacting their travel than in similar reports last year.
Well, last year was a different time.
Yeah, it's also interesting how these things rise and fall with, coincidentally, Melissa, the election seasons. What happened to the inflation talk? Where'd that go? Well, I have not heard one person talk about inflation nationally since the election wrapped up. I have not heard one person. All of a sudden, Hunter Biden's laptop again is the big story. Like, that wasn't even talked about. I didn't hear that. I haven't heard about anything about that in like a year or two or anything. All of a sudden, we're bringing that back. People pick on Hollywood in our industry a lot for, you know, prequels and sequels, not coming up with new ideas or anything. Politicians are just as bad. They're horrible at this. Like, come up with a new song, man. Come up with something new. Like, it's the same
old things that
thing.
They harped on during the campaign. They're not talking about those things now. What are they going to do to lower crime rates? What are they going to do to lower inflation? Because it's still a problem. What are they going to do about the gas companies making record profits? The oil companies. Gas doesn't need to be this high. It doesn't.
Just because somebody has voted into office doesn't mean that a bill changes, a law changes, or anything like that. That's when the work begins. But this happens every political season where the talking points are this, this, and this, and then the election happens, and that person gets elected, and all of a sudden it's not talked about anymore. It's like, what the what? Like, we let them get away with this all the time. There's no accountability. I genuinely think that once you're in office, say you have a 2 or 4 year term. I want a review after a year.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to have to. Like, what we have
back
work
up.
We have work reviews, right?
Yeah.
We have you and I
evaluations.
Evaluations. Mm-hmm. If we're not doing our job in a year's time, do you think we're going to be able to keep our job?
It doesn't even take that long, James.
No,
it's usually
no,
you get a 3 month review. You get a 6 month review.
Why can't they
it's
be
also
that way?
Sometimes a probationary period when you start a job.
Yeah.
Where you don't get your full pay right away unless you prove that you can do what you've said you can do.
In school, we can't get away with, hey, here's my math homework. I did it myself, trust me. Like, no, show your work. Show your work.
Right.
I don't want to. Well, but I'm doing this and this behind the scenes, even though I haven't gotten any bills passed, even though I haven't done this and this. I'm doing all these things behind the scenes. Show your work. Mm-hmm. If you're doing your job, you got nothing to hide. If you're just sitting there collecting money and adding to your pockets, that should be known to the public, I would think. And why hide it? You know, I mean, I know you want to keep doing your thing and all that, but I mean, nowadays you can't hide anything anymore. Like it's almost impossible. And if you are, you're only going to get away with it for so long. Eventually, we're going to find out. We've let this turn into a business and turn into a job way too much. It should be a passion. Mm-hmm. It should be something that you do because you have a calling.
It shouldn't be something that you do to enrich your own personal wealth, which is what has happened. Don't get me started.
Well, I will say that I've thought this for a long time, and I don't think we're alone in this, that politicians should get paid like clerks. Like, you know, not poor. I'm not saying that you give them less than minimum wage or even minimum wage. But I don't think that they should be able to make more than that. I genuinely don't. I don't see why it should be a job like that. I actually wouldn't even be against politicians having to have a side gig. And most of our local representatives do. Scott Krug does.
I mean,
and he does his job just fine. I mean, both jobs. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you want to do this job, which it shouldn't just be a you know, handed to you, or hey, nobody else wants to do it, so you go ahead and do it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That happens way too often. I don't know. I don't think we're asking a lot here of holding some accountability to these people, especially once they are in office.
Well, because they're there to serve the people. Are they serving the people, or are they serving themselves and corporations?
Well, that comes right back to what I've been saying is for since I was, I think, 14 or something like that. But every representative, every politician from the president on down, you're up there, you're talking to the people, you're talking to Congress or Senate or something like that. And I want on that beautiful, nice jacket you got or dress or what have you. I want to see all the people that have added to your campaign. I want a little logo right here. If Nike put in your campaign, I want a Nike logo right there. NRA logo right there. You know, Mountain Dew, want a Mountain Dew logo right here. I don't care who it is. I want to know who's in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking money, honestly, what do you got to hide? I mean, what do you worry about? You know, if you're doing this job right, you've got nothing to worry about. So what's the harm in that? What does it skew? You know, all it does is get everything out in the open. There's an interesting thing, and hang with me for just a second here, Melissa. I promise I'm getting somewhere.
Okay.
Right now in college sports, they have this thing called NIL, name, image, and likeness, that has changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Forever, I'm a major university. You're a young person that comes to my university, and I make millions, thousands off of your back. You're out there literally breaking down your body in a sport for me, and you don't get paid nothing. You get a scholarship, which I'm not making light of, but that's compared to the thousands I'm making off of you, selling your jersey and name, image, and likeness, and the rights I have from my university and my school to be on TV and all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, before we even get into, you know, every student and what they pay for college education. Meanwhile, that athlete, nothing. The university's making millions, but they're getting nothing now. If I'm a business and I want to pay that athlete, I can on the table. Everybody knows about it. It used to be behind the scenes this happened. Now it's out in the open. It's made the sport better. It's made it a little bit of the Wild West, but that's okay because we got to figure these things out. And these kids, these athletes, have some control now. They're getting paid for something. Still not getting paid from the universities, which is a whole other topic that I'd like to get into, but at least they're getting something for this now.
Right.
And we've all accepted this. Like, some people are bent out of shape about it, but they're still watching college football. College football is still one of the biggest sports in the world and everything. Why can't we do something similar to this with politics? We adapted. We understood it with college athletics. Can't we do this with politics where, hey, we know these politicians, or your average politician is getting somebody in the pocket here. There's somebody that added to their campaign. And I understand that most of this stuff can be found nowadays online. Most people ain't looking that up. Let's put it right out in the open.
It's not easy to find online when you go to look for it. Because they don't want people to know that.
Put
we need
right
to repeal Act 10.
What do you got to hide? Well, we're not going to, unfortunately, we're not going to get the money out of politics. So at the very least, we can know where the money is going, where it's coming from.
But it could be publicly funded.
Yeah. No, yeah.
That would
be
a much better option.
Oh, I agree.
Because we would have a better slate of candidates. They'd have a fair platform.
If I could make one more sports reference, in sports, we've got a salary cap. You know, I'm the Dallas Cowboys. I got more money than anybody in all of sports, but I can only spend so much. I can't spend any more than the Jacksonville Jaguars because there is a salary cap. Mm. I think that's not a bad thing to have in politics as well, for every individuals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just about think we fixed politics.
Yep.
I think we just about
check.
Got it fixed. Done.
Just, you know, normal Tuesday.
Yep. Now we can have some fun. Which is what we'll be doing at the 9 o'clock hour. We're really looking forward to it. Got a bunch of great things lined up for you. We're also going to be talking quite a bit about the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway going on. We want to talk about that as well. That's
club
coming up
tickets.
For you. And plenty more fun right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.